T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Wednesday, March 3rd. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 4-1 in Tampa. Home runs by Gary Sanchez, Derek Dietrich, and Robinson Chirinos. Corey Kluber threw 2 perfect innings, struck out 3, needing only 22 pitches. More on that detail in just a little bit. Bigger news earlier in the day regarding manager Aaron Boone. Boone leaving the team for a few days for a medical issue relating to his heart. A pacemaker was installed Wednesday at a hospital in Tampa. He is out for a few days, it seems, before he rejoins the team. It immediately raised some antenna as a serious issue when you're talking about the heart. For Aaron Boone, it's something he's dealt with for a long time. He has had heart-related issues. It's actually born with it, but the discovery of it goes back to his playing days at USC, when a routine physical as a freshman at USC in the early 90s revealed what Boone described as a murmur that just needed to be monitored for a while. There was nothing really to do about it. It was just something that he was born with, and the doctors said it's something that they need to watch. Well, regular checkups every year revealed nothing. There were no symptoms. And then in 2009, the doctors said to him, that thing we talked about, it's probably time to fix it. And so he required open heart surgery in 2009, got through that, recovered, and played at the end of that season to finish off his playing career, retiring at the age of 36. And then, he moved into broadcasting, now managing. Still nothing had happened, but as Boone revealed today, mostly in a statement, that he had experienced some different kind of symptoms over the course of the last 6 to 8 weeks, some fatigue, shortness of breath, things like that, and the diagnosis was that he needed this pacemaker installed. So he left the team today, but before doing so, he made sure to record a video that went out to players today, and it was a very upbeat message to them, just detailing what he was going through and that he would be back soon, and have the players keep their eyes on the prize here early in the spring and keep going about their routine. General Manager Brian Cashman addressed reporters today, filling in some of the blanks, and the details of the procedure, what I just kind of told you, it was completed on Wednesday, and he went as expected. And again, he is expected to be discharged from the hospital anywhere from 24 to 48 hours and could rejoin the team in as little as a few days. But as he detailed, Boone's dealing with this, not only just dealing with it internally, but also talking to the team and other members of the organization. For Brian Cashman, Boone's attitude, his presence, his demeanor, all how he set a tone with everything, it's just part of what he's brought to this organization. And here's Brian Cashman going into some detail.
At first, when you hear pacemaker, it kind of sets off a lot of alarms of concern. And it's why I wanted to try to provide a reassuring tone here, because if I could replicate Aaron Boone's demeanor and his, the information sharing that he was providing, like, I literally felt so comfortable, he really, no one's going to do more research than the person that's going to be going through this. And he's the one that's dealt with the doctors and made the decisions of who and where and when and the reasons why. And you know, I felt so comforted by the way he communicated with me on it, that he put me at ease. So although you don't want anybody going through any surgeries and you worry about that aspect, and, you know, certainly you'll say a prayer, and we all are and will, but we also know at the same time he's in good hands, and that when you do all the research, on it, there's, you know, you get a lot more comfort that this has become such a, I don't want to overstate it by saying it's a routine situation. It's, you know, certainly it's a serious circumstance, but it's a circumstance that's been perfected to such a level that in almost all cases, you know, people really get through it, and there'll be a newer, better version of Aaron Boone waiting on the, returning to us in the next 48 hours. I know he'll feel so much better than he has obviously in the last, say, 2 months, because he has been paying attention to things that he's been experiencing, whether it's shortness of breath, being more tired during workouts, things of that nature. And I don't want to speak for him, but things that he has shared with me, in that conversation a few days ago, that he had connected with his cardiologist and doctors alike, as well as trainers. And so they've walked through the proper testing because of what he'd gone through 12 years ago. And the determination was, after the testing results came back, that a pacemaker was needed. So extremely smart individual to listen to his body, respond to what his body was telling him, and not afraid to act on it. And now we're all obviously all aware of the path he's been walking for the last month and a half to 2 months.
The Yankees bench coach is Carlos Mendoza, who's worked side by side with Boone for the last couple of years. He will assume the manager's duties here, and did for the game against the Blue Jays on Wednesday night. But he understands just holding Aaron Boone's place for a few days.
Boone, it's not only a leader, but, you know, he cares so much about all of us. You know, he's a brother, a father, you know, a friend to all of us, not only coaches, front office, but the players. And obviously, you know, we are all praying for him and his family, and we wish him well, and we're hoping to have him back, you know, pretty soon here. So, yeah, we'll miss his presence. But again, the message from here was go the right way about it, the same way we've been doing it. That's the focus from him. So that's what we're doing here today and moving forward.
If you were on social media today, you saw all the well wishes from across the baseball world for Aaron Boone as he deals with this and recovers. And that included the Mets manager, Luis Rojas, over in Port St. Lucie.
My respect for Aaron, first of all, and he's very welcoming to me when I came into my position. You know, fellow manager from the same city, and I have so much respect for him. And I'll find out more, you know, the details, but my prayer and thoughts are with him and his family right now. I want to, you know, just pray for the best with him. So yeah, I wanted to share that with everyone here, because I found out when I was in a game, just the word got spread around real quick.
The players, Yankees players, as we said, learned from a video that Boone sent this morning to each team, each player on the team, what the situation was. And as Brian Cashman alluded to, it was really Boone's attitude and his presence throughout the whole thing that kind of set everybody at ease. Corey Kluber's new to the Yankees, but this is what he thought Boone's video to the team meant to players on the team as they dealt with this inside the clubhouse.
You know, it just kind of reaffirms how much he cares about the guys in the clubhouse to know, you know, take the time to make a video to send, because he was worried about how we were going to receive the news and just, you know, try to, you know, put our minds at ease and stuff. And, you know, we're not the ones that are, they're going through the procedure or anything like that. So, you know, I think, like I said, I just think it just speaks volumes to how much he cares about the guys in the clubhouse, the people that work for the organization, everybody.
As for the game now, Corey Kluber told you 22 pitches in two scoreless innings. He struck out three batters. A good first look for Kluber. The Klubot, as he is known, doesn't show a lot of emotion, even when speaking about his routine, as you'll hear. I asked Kluber how, as a guy who's been through many first outings of the spring, how this one comes to ones he's been through in the past, and this is how he answered.
Yeah, I'd say pretty similar. You know, probably went as smooth as I've had. I don't know if that's good or bad. And, you know, I think that obviously there's going to be a point in time where you're going to have to work yourself out of a jam, or you're going to have to, you know, kind of work through a long inning, things like that. So, but as far as physically, I feel like I'm in a good spot. I think we've touched on it before. I don't think that I feel like I'm out there with any thoughts of the injuries or anything like that that I've dealt with in the past. You know, in my mind, I'm in a good spot. I'm just trying to prepare for the season the best I can.
Gary Sanchez hit his second spring home run for the Yankees. This was another long shot to right center. You recall the first one the other day was over the center field batter's eye at Steinbrenner Field. Well, hitting the ball up the middle, always a good sign for hitters. Giancarlo Stanton, who played his first game of the spring tonight, went 0-for-2. He has had a lot of really good up-close looks at Gary Sanchez, batting practice and games, and he thinks that Sanchez just hitting the ball right now with some good timing and hitting it with a lot of power to straightaway or the opposite field, that these are good signs, good at-bats for Sanchez in the early going.
Yeah, that's big. You got to be able to use the field from foul pole to foul pole, especially when you've got the power that he does. So it lets you recognize the ball later and make better decisions when you attack the zone. So it's a great first look, and he just has to build off of it.
Now, clearly it's early right now, but a little confidence doesn't hurt for Gary Sanchez. I asked Carlos Mendoza if he thought Sanchez was playing with more confidence in the early going.
He's early. The fact that he hit the other day the ball over the batter's eye of a 97, 98, and today again, you know, another fastball. It's good to see him have results this early, but again, it's spring training, and we're happy with the work he's putting in behind the scenes. So,
Derek Dietrich trying to win a bench job as a non-roster player. Robinson Chirinos as a non-roster catcher, both with home runs here in the early going, and some more good bullpen work for the Yankees as they beat the Blue Jays 4-1 in Tampa. We appreciate you listening here daily. Hope you continue to listen daily. You can check out my Yankees spring training podcasts and Ed Coleman's on the WFAN.com homepage. And you can get us on your podcast platforms, Apple, radio.com, at the WFAN on demand page. That's where we live all spring long, bringing you the daily updates as the Yankees get ready in Tampa. The regular season is now just, less than a month away. April 1st is opening day, and it'll be here soon. So thanks for continuing to come along for the updates. Come on back, and you can get all the links to everything on our Twitter, my Twitter, at YankeesWFAN. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.